Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hard to believe the man died in 97, but a legend, Biggie Smalls, passed away on this date back in 97.
Charlie, where is Biggie Smalls on your list of rappers?
Overrated.
Whoa. Really?
That was an easy evoke reaction.
Okay, I was about to say, you're off the show.
I didn't like that.
Where is he? I know you're not a big hip-hop guy, but surely you heard a little Biggie.
You're a sneaky music aficionado.
Are you a hip-hop guy?
I wouldn't say a hip-hop guy. I'm just kind of around the map.
Oh, so you don't really like, oh, this is my favorite MC of all time?
Nope.
Okay. So you wouldn't have him rated. What about you, Joel?
He's up there for me.
Yeah?
I'm a big fan, always have been.
I know Nick. Is he above Tupac or below?
No, he's after Tupac. Pac, Biggie.
Okay.
I got Andre 3000 in my top five.
All right. Well, you just lost credibility, but that's good. Your 1 and 2 is okay.
Well, you know, Barry, when we missed a show during the holidays, the Andre 3000 discussion with Craig Koshkin when he was not wearing shoes was a big deal.
Why did you? How did you know he wasn't wearing shoes?
Because he never does. Every time I see him in the station, he never wears shoes. He's always wearing flip flops or Birkenstocks or something.
Hey, real quick, I just want to.
But there's something on the feet.
Oh yeah.
Not just walking around.
Just no socks and no shoes.
Ugh, that's gross. I'm gonna need you to cover them.
Not as gross as barefoot.
Might as well be. If I can see the tops of your feet and toes, I don't need to see that.
Well, don't look down so much.
Well, don't. How about just cover them up? Walking around with your junk out and be like, hey, don't look down.
No,
well,
I would say it's not the same.
Yeah.
I would say that's not the same.
It is. Don't look down.
It's more naturally it's eye answer. Level. If AEA tuck that in.
Why is your eye level at a belt?
Why do they have hideous carpets in Las Vegas casinos? They don't want you looking down.
Okay, but that doesn't.
So don't look down at feet.
Don't look down.
That's a thing.
Dude, look, the belt is looking down. If you're looking at somebody's junk, that's looking down. It's just the same thing.
I'm saying that's different from feet.
No.
Do you understand what kind of germaphobe this man is?
Yeah.
Well, I can respect that.
Okay. You carry Purell in your pocket?
Mind a bottle of Purell here right now.
There you go, Matt Lauer. Okay. Whoa, well.
Matt Lauer?
Whoa.
A huge germaphobe.
That was not nice.
Before he got rung up on the other things, he was always the guy that... Him and Howie Mandel were the two most known germaphobes.
Mandel. Yeah. The president is supposedly a germaphobe.
Really?
I can't see that.
Is that germaphobe or responsible behavior?
That's a good point. I like the way you think.
You wash your hands 20 times per day or
no.
It's just a healthy,
having OCD.
Depends if you got to grab them and go, Charlie.
Yeah.
You know?
I tease about having OCD, but I do wash my hands frequently, but it's also because I don't want to get sick and my wife has trained me as a nurse. She's trained me to keep my hands washed.
Most people are gross.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
There's no doubt about that.
Joel and Nick. And so then that's my whole day. What? What is this?
Well, first of all, I knew we were going to open up a can with the rap.
I want to get Charlie's best strip club story, so...
I don't have a best strip club
story. Oh, come on! You don't have a top rapper?
There's so many that they all blend together,
Barry. You don't
have
a best strip club story? You don't have a top rapper? Ugh. Come on.
I'm surprised you don't have a top rapper.
This is the usual suspects.
We need a little more. Say that, if you're going to the desert island, it's his stuff I'm taking.
Okay. We need
frankly, with my music, I'm more about the beat than I am the lyrics, with rare exceptions.
Are you? Favorite producer?
I want something up Quincy Jones. I want something up tempo.
Okay.
Generally speaking, I'm not worried about profoundness or alleged profoundness. I just want something that has me bouncing a little bit.
Favorite mumble rapper?
I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what mumble rap is? Oh, you got
to
go
listen to
out.
Future. You'll know exactly
you gotta
what we're talking
about. You got
to
go out.
Two-thirds of it you can't understand anyway.
You
got to
find
me, that's mumbling.
Basically, you're kind of on the right beaten path.
Oh, that was the oldest, whitest thing you've ever said, Charlie. You don't understand two-thirds of this hippity-hop anyways?
No, I think that's true of most music, period, other than country.
Okay. Oh, God.
Now, oddly, literally I've never been a country music family.
You're what?
I've never been a country music fan, yet it's indisputably the genre of music that you can most readily understand the words as they're being sung.
I was going to say...
Because it's not typically overproduced.
Look, here you go. This is some mumble rap for you. This is Designer. See if you like this. How's that? You like that?
It's rap auto-tuning. Chopped and screwed, same thing.
What? Oh, no.
It's not chopped and screwed, but it's mumble.
You're going to get us in trouble.
Oh, I said same thing in that.
You don't understand it? Well, you can at least understand chopped and screwed. It's slowed down.
I choose not to live my life slowed down.
You've never had lean?
You're a blender kind of guy. Just get going.
You've never drinking lean? We've got to get you some lean.
No, and well...
Charlie's
y'all
like
are killing I'm, Charlie today.
I know
man.
He's like,
not
damn
y'all.
It.
I'm just listening.
All right. Well, let's take. You want to do any of these calls?
We can. Curtis been waiting a long time. Yeah, so Curtis, what's up?
Hey guys, how y'all doing? Great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank Appreciate you, Curtis. It.
Always.
Hey, but I was headed back to work. I was listening to you guys' conversation on the strip club segment, and. I was born in the U.S. or raised in the U.S., but born in Canada, and my brother owns a strip club in Canada. So a little bit of a background on it. The difference in why you have a discrepancy in girls between Canada and why it's considered one of the best and compared to the U.S., the girls in U.S. clubs have to pay to work there, whereas in Canada, they have to be hired by an agency. So you have to be good enough and qualified and quality enough to get hired by agency, and then you're paid by the strip clubs to go dance at them.
What?
So the better rep, yeah.
So there's an audition?
It's a business, people.
And their health insurance is better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Their employees.
And unlimited Purell.
The ratio of Purell to dancers is very much higher in Canada.
That's crazy, Curtis.
Yeah. But, and the other thing, if I'm not misunderstanding, in the U.S., if they serve alcohol, you can't have fully naked girls. If they don't serve alcohol, then you can.
I know that to be true in Houston for sure. I don't know if that's true in the rest of the state or the country, but I know that to be true in Houston. Well, good. That's interesting, man. Appreciate the call, Curtis.
And my last thing on you, Barry, you talked about the coins?
Yes.
Okay, they do the coins, but what a lot of jerks do there is they heat them up with a lighter and flick them at the girls.
Oh, that's
nasty,
just wrong.
Dirty.
Unless she's ugly, right?
It's,
no?
It's wrong.
All right.
It's
yeah,
wrong.
That's not cool at all. Appreciate the call, Curtis. Have a good weekend, man.
Our listeners, Charlie, top notch. They give us information in the blink of an eye.
I would have never thought to heat up a coin and throw it at
a
stripper.
Well, yeah, I don't. That's mean. That's why?
Not something that you would not think of.
Yeah, but that's not why. Like, what are?
That's a tinge of regret. That why didn't I think of that? I could have had a V8.
Do we know for a fact that there's no dollar bills in Canada? That there's only a coin for a dollar?
The loonie. It's a $2 coin.
Yes, and then there's no $1.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a coin. It's a dollar coin. There's no dollar bill.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
And their money is funny colors. It's like playing Monopoly.
The worst thing about Canada, because I went in there on business when I smoked, on the packs of cigarettes, they'll put a picture of a dead fetus from smoking or a lung or a lung side by side with a healthy lung and a lung that's smoked. Like, if you buy a pack of cigarettes in Canada, it really makes you think twice about what you're doing because they want to gross you out, and it's disgusting. It's not some little fine print on the side of the cigarettes like here in the U.S. It's,
caution, not to forget caution.
Yeah, no.
Here it is.
They're like, look, this is what a baby looks like when you smoke. You're like, oh, my God. But they want you to know, I guess.
I don't mind
that. I would say the worst thing about Canada, customs. Oh, my God. Goodness, even when you're traveling with an NBA team, they would detain you forever and a day on the slightest little thing. Man, I'm telling you what. Annoying.
Home court advantage.
It kind of is. It's kind of like the airports in Utah and Denver. Going through customs, especially when there was Vancouver and Toronto, it always ticked off any team on the road because it would take way longer than it should.
I was asked to leave Canada once. I guess we don't have time for that story, but yeah.
So are the Rockets winning in Canada tonight?
Totes.
What time did Harden get in?
Well, he might still be out there, depending on what we just heard from Curtis.
I think they win tonight. I think the loss is going to be like the Mavs or something, where they don't take the game serious and blow it.
Who do you got? Well, yeah, they win tonight or not?
I don't see a strong reason to pick against them right now, against anybody.
I watched Toronto play the other night against Detroit. They're not, again, they don't impress me. They just run too much half-assed, go as fast as you can stuff. They don't do the Rockets game as well as the Rockets do, and they can't execute when they have to.
They're third in offensive rating. They're third in defensive rating.
But overall, they don't. Some guy on Twitter the other night was trying to convince me they had the best bench in the NBA. I'm like, you need to pay a little bit more attention to the rest of the league, i.e. the team that's playing you tonight.
Rockets threes overall, DeRozan's twos.
Yeah.
Threes. Although cool. He's having a hell of a year.
Who's this?
Biggie.
Of course.
Man, I thought you were really.
Really, you went like a flounder.
Yeah, you did. You win this round, Palillo.
All right, I'm dropping the mic.
All right.
Drop the mic. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. He's Charlie Palillo. It is SportsBet 94.1, where you can find the Charlie Palillo Show 11 to 1 every single weekday. And, of course, with us Mondays and Fridays. We'll be back with the hour number two segment of the show. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, I like the music, Nick.
Me too.
Screw Charlie. He's out of here.
I agree. Real quick, I just want to give a shout out to a dude named, what did you say it was? David Leary? Hey, David.
You're going to have to make me go back and look it up.
No, it's all right. I know it's David Leary. Hey, David, I see your text every day. And pretty sweet life you got going, bro.
Did you tell him you're not going to see him anymore because you blocked him?
Yeah, no, he's been blocked. But if you'd stop digging him out of the deleted items and reminding me. But yeah, all his texts go to the deleted items now, so you don't have to read them.
I just opened. Good Lord.
But sweet life you got going, David.
I had your back on it, for God's sake.
No, I know. I'm just saying, you're like bringing up old wounds, because I'm like, all right, I'll just delete this idiot's texts.
You're absolutely right.
And David, they go to the deleted items.
You are an a-hole.
Yeah. So there you go. So, and then somebody else told me, Barry, you're a clown. They spelled Barry wrong. So that's always, you always lose the argument when you can't spell. Does Barry dislike women wearing open-toed shoes? No, it doesn't. That doesn't bother me unless their feet are nasty. And then, yes, like if you don't have hideous feet, I don't care. But most dudes, I don't want to see their feet. That's gross.
Boomerang Barry.
I don't understand why that. Yeah, right. He's got hammer toes. No, I don't understand why that would be a hard concept to grasp. But yeah, way to call me a clown and spell my name wrong, idiot.
Strong J, Marcus.
Yes, Marcus. Marcus. Cheryl from Beaumont here. The crazy carpet in Vegas is so if you drop money, you can't find it. Suck that, Palillo. You were wrong, bud. I don't know if that's true or not. I really don't know. I would imagine that would be true. It sounds like it would be true, but who knows? Kentucky and Indiana follow the same rules with alcohol sales and full nude clubs. So I've been told, not Robert and Tomball.
That's fantastic. Tweet of the day. So
that is a great text.
So far, whatever it was.
Not Robert and Tomball. Great text.
Yep. So if you get a prize, it won't go to you. But well played anyway, sir.
Yeah. And I'm not reading all the rest of the silly texts. Let's take Lawrence's call.
Let's do it. He's been waiting a while.
Lawrence. Hello, Lawrence.
You were waiting. Come on, man.
You want to talk about Mystical the Rapper? Are you there, Lawrence? Oh, call back, Lawrence. You're having technical difficulties, and I was ready to chop it up about Mystical, who I actually like.
You're very choppy today, yeah. You're ready to go.
I'm ready. I'm not taking it from anyone. I'm like Quiet Riot. Oh, no, that was Twisted Sister. Was it?
No, you had it right the first time.
We're not going to take it. It's Twisted Sister.
Yeah. D. Snyder.
Yes, right? Yes. That is correct.
Now you get Quiet Riot is Come On, Feel the Noise, but spelled not like C-O-M-E. Just throwing it out there.
Is that true? They spelled
it
wrong?
Tidbit. Yes.
That's a fun fact?
It's a fun fact.
A Joel Blank fun fact?
Maybe. Or a musical one.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Richard Sherman officially let go by the Seahawks. A free agent says he wants to play for a contender.
Well, sorry, Texans.
So Texans, not sure you are filling the bill there. Tiger Woods, how about that? Takes the lead at the Valspar. Not that anybody's a golf fan but me here. But is lurking. Bogeyed his last hole. Otherwise, he had the outright lead. It's good for golf.
It is good for golf. But can he hold the lead?
That course, yes. There's certain courses that he knows like the back of his hand that I give him. The crazy thing I heard John and Lance talking about this morning was the Vegas odds going into this weekend before they even saw what he did.
Uh-huh.
The leader to win it, Tiger Woods.
Really?
That shocked the hell out of me because he didn't play. I mean, he played better last week, but he didn't play nearly as good as Justin Thomas and some of the guys, Phil, some of the guys that, and he said Phil winning last week motivated him because he's actually younger than Phil, and if Phil can still do it, then he can too. More power to him. It's great for sports if he's competing.
I do agree, and I don't usually think that because I think there's plenty of talent in every sport, but I think a healthy, competitive Tiger Woods is good for the game of golf.
It'll
bring people back to the game of golf.
Yes, indeed.
That have abandoned it because they don't.
Or never would have considered it in the first place.
Which is what he did to begin with. I mean, he brought, let's be real. I mean, a lot of black folks out there didn't care about golf. Tiger Woods brought them to the game of golf.
No doubt.
And now that he's not there, a certain segment of that population, I'm sure, held on to golf. But I'm sure a lot of them are like, eh, I don't care as much. And if you can't identify with somebody in a sport, I don't blame you. But yeah, I think Tiger Woods is good for golf.
Now,
there's no doubt.
Back to football for a second, Barry, because you said Texans out on Richard Sherman because of the contender. I got another guy that'll be instantaneously out, but for probably different reasons. Pac-Man Jones. The Bengals opted out of the contract, and the Pac-Man is a free agent.
Oh, I don't know that the Texans would ever touch a guy like Pac-Man.
I don't think they would. He's not clean enough and squeaky clean enough with an image.
They want no part of a guy like that.
And the Eagles, I guess it depends on who you talk to if it was surprising or not, but they have traded wide receiver Torrey Smith to the Carolina Panthers in exchange for cornerback Daryl Worley. That trade is straight up. And simply, when you look at the Eagles receivers, and they already re-signed Alshon Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
They got the young kid, the burner, on the other side. It escapes me right now. I'm trying to think of his name. But because they have the two starters, and Torrey Smith is a veteran, he got his Super Bowl ring, and now he's going to the Panthers. And the Panthers need receivers.
You're talking about Aguilar?
Yeah, Aguilar. Yeah. Exactly. So with the fact that they have two top-quality receivers in Philly, and the fact that Torrey Smith can help a team like Carolina, who desperately needs receiver help.
Yeah.
Trade that helps both sides, it looks like.
Look at Philly's getting some defense and continuing to get some defense. You said they traded him for who?
They traded him for a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they went out and added
Michael Bennett yesterday to an already staunch front seven and front four. Look, Eagles aren't going anywhere, and the biggest controversy or question mark with the Eagles right now is, do they hang on to Foles, trade him for a pick that they probably never thought they'd get for him? And as long as the quarterback's healthy, they're going to be in a fine position for a while.
I think if you're the Eagles, you get a first-round pick or a second-round pick if you can get it from a team that's desperate for help, especially after free agent signing comes and goes and before the draft, there's that window.
Yep.
It might be the and it could happen draft day. You never know. There could be a team that's like, hey, man, you know what? Our best bet is to move down and then get some help and maybe do a swap with a pick. By the way, Josh Rapp chiming in. Greatest segment ever because we talk golf.
I knew it.
He also said the carpet in Vegas is designed for psychological purposes. It's designed to force you to look up and the ceiling is designed to force you to look down. So you're looking directly at the machines.
I don't believe the carpet thing, though. I've been to Vegas many
times.
I've heard the carpet does not make you look up. It has nice carpet on the floor.
Yeah, I've heard that, but I don't know if that's
true
anymore.
I never paid attention to it like that.
I actually enjoy looking at like the decorative parts of the casinos because they're beautiful. Like there's some of these properties are absolutely beautiful.
But I do know that they don't have clocks there because they don't want you watching the clocks on the wall. They want you to just gamble as long, because if you're watching the clock, you're like, man, it's 3 a.m. I better go to bed. I guess
back
makes
in the
sense.
Day it was probably more of a issue because when there was no cell phones and people had to carry a watch,
everybody carried a watch on their wrist. Everybody could check it. I mean, I don't know. That's, but I guess you're always counting on, hey, there's a certain segment of the population. They're not going to look. They're not going to check. They're just going to keep going. I don't know.
Yeah, I had never heard that stuff about the car before you brought it up.
Yeah.
Crazy. Because, I mean, there's plenty of things that'll stare you right in the eyes that you don't need the ceiling or the carpet for.
Somebody texted the show. Charlie talking hip-hop, now Joel talking golf. Come on, Barry, save us from this whiteness. Why would... I'm white.
Why I talked golf for like 30 seconds, and yeah. I knew someone was going to chime in like a doorbell.
I
noticed I made the comparison.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind the golf talk. It's not like we, you know...
We don't poo-poo on it. It's just no. not... If we know that's not everybody's thing.
I want to play. I need to play again. Dude, I haven't played...
You...
God, I haven't played in I think the last time I played was with John Westling almost 2 years ago.
Mine's over a year, almost a year and a half now. It's killing me.
And if we didn't
do this A&M thing, I'd have been playing yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm not good enough to only play once every year or two. I don't have that kind of game. Like, I'd probably shoot 110, 115.
Not that I'm complaining, but now the conversation sounds very white. The guy like complaining about the last time y'all played golf.
Oh, Muffy! It's been forever since I've been down to the country club.
And here's this tidbit out of Astros camp. Hey. Since hopefully we haven't had any news, which is good news, because the last time we had news, it was Yuli getting hurt. Dallas Keuchel asked about the possibility of the team having a World Series hangover. Keuchel's response, we're not the Cubs. I firmly believe we have better players. Wow, shots fired.
Meow.
All righty. So that'll rattle some cages. Especially in the Bear Cub area. We're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Just getting started. Glad you're aboard. Usual suspects on an FBF Friday right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
My main mom was a strong black woman, okay? And I heard Eddie B talking about having bad kids in the classroom. Here's the thing. My main mom was a strong black woman. Black moms have this threat. Black moms have a way of threatening their kids to get them to behave, okay? Some of y'all might use this threat already. If you don't, use this threat against your kids in class. It goes a little something like this if you haven't heard it. Hey, you better sit down and be still. I'ma beat the black off you. Now, black as I am, that's a horrifying threat, okay? My brother, he was light-skinned. He used to laugh. He was like, sucks to be you, bro. Because for him, it was just one hit, and he was in the living room eating popcorn, watching me, the all-night marathon, right? And my mom would literally beat the black off me. And I'm not just talking about the skin color. I'm talking about everything, like the accent, too. I'm trying to be cool. I'm like, hey, mama, come on now, chill. Mama, come on, chill. Mama, I'm your son. Chill. She was like, shut up. Pow. I was like, mother. Why has thou struck with me?
There you have it, Barry. Fill the fans in that are maybe joining a little late on Mickey Housley.
Yeah, man. Mickey Housley, our comedian of the day. He's got a show at the Westin in the Woodlands tomorrow night, I do believe. You can just Google Comedy Night at the Westin and you can find more info about it. But yeah, Mickey's going to be on Showtime at the Apollo this next season on Fox. Recently did the Boston Comedy Festival, now living up in Chicago doing his thing. Funny dude, great stage presence, good joke writing. And like I said earlier, man, I love a guy that's just so comfortable to do and be himself all the time on stage. And that's exactly what Mickey is. So Mickey Housley, if you've never heard of him, check him out. He's also on Twitter. What was it? At @Mickey_Housley, Nick?
Yeah, he had
I know we retweeted it. Yeah, you can go see if you want to look him up or follow him on Twitter. It's @Mickey_Housley. There you go.
There you have it. The official word on Richard Sherman, by the way, that the Seahawks are open to him coming back. They thought they'd let him test free agency. Also released in the process.
In other words, they wanted him at a cheaper price.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Lane. You could have had him in a trade. Luckily, it didn't happen if you're the Texans, because you did have him in a trade. Didn't pass the physical. Went back to Seattle. Instead, you got extra draft picks. Now you could have him if you want him, because along with Richard Sherman, they also cut Jeremy Lane.
Well,
so they are stirring it up in Seattle.
They are not wasting
time.
I'm not
sure what the hell they're doing overall, other than saving money. But we'll see. Yeah, if you're Richard Sherman, do you really want to test free agency and then go back?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything to go back for. I mean, says he wants to play for a contender. I just don't see them contending in the NFC. They don't have a running game.
Maybe that's his way of saying, I'm not coming back.
But he said that he didn't shut the door, per se, and he said that they...
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's his way of subtly saying, I ain't coming back. You guys know that, right? Like, I'll take a discount and go somewhere else just to play for a title.
If he's smart, I think he does that just simply because of the fact that the Seahawks look like they're complete in disarray. At least you knew you had...
They have not done yet, though. To me, what I see the Seahawks doing, they're setting themselves up for something. Whether they're,
rebuild. I think.
You think?
I really do. I think other than Russell Wilson, the two things you hung your hat on with Seattle were Russell Wilson and the Legion of Boom. Legion of Boom is in complete disarray. Everybody but Earl Thomas may be out based on if they are forced to have to leave because of Cam Chancellor and guys like that with possible career-threatening injuries. With the guys they've gotten rid of already, like Bennett and like Richard Sherman. And the young guys aren't there yet. And no matter what they draft or what they look at free agency, I don't know how it could be better than what they had with the Legion of Boom.
But they've got $30 million in cap space. Yeah. So they've got some room.
Eddie Lacy has been fantastic for them. They need a running back. They need receivers other than Doug Baldwin. We already talked about the fact that it looks like Jimmy Graham's going to walk. Their offensive line was not anything to speak of before they got Dwayne Brown and wasn't really much of that once they got him.
Okay. I'm just saying, I feel like with the amount of cap space and I don't know what their picks are throughout the draft, how many, after the first or second round that they have, but it just feels like – it doesn't feel like you're – I don't know if you're a team in the NFL and you have a quarterback like Russell Wilson – do you rebuild in the middle of his career?
I don't think
that makes sense.
But I also say everything that we're looking at right now from Seattle says that's what they're going to do. And I think it's a mistake. Because, look, I've lived through, let's just be good, not great with Aaron Rodgers. And it gets really, really old because the window's closing. And you had a GM up until this year that just liked the fact that he single-handedly could win you games. And as long as you were contending and winning more than you were losing, people thought it was acceptable. And it's not. Fan bases, we know this here in Houston. Fan bases don't want to just win the regular season, maybe pick up a playoff game. They want to win it all. They want to compete for championships. And when they don't, it's more frustrating than a team that can't find the right talent just to at least get to the winning side of the ledger. And yet, you got general managers that are stealing money, making millions, thinking that, hey, I'm a genius because I'm able to do this. No, you get a once-in-a-generation talent, and you don't give him every chance to win. That's on you, and that's bad.
Well, so they've got a first rounder, a fourth rounder, 3 5th rounders, and 4 7th round picks.
Championship.
Well, I mean, now that's, I don't know if they got any picks in some of these trades that they put together, like the Bennett trade or whatever, but
they're 5th and 7th rounders.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. With $30 million in cap space, they don't have to allot some of that money to 2nd and 3rd round picks. It sounds to me like that they're planning on being a player in the free agent market.
Okay, we'll see. I mean, because there's only so many free agents you get. Salaries are going through the roof. $30 million sounds like a lot, but it really ain't that much when you're talking about impact players.
Yeah.
Even if you're looking at a guy like Malcolm Butler, you're talking over 5, probably closer to 9 or 10. If you can get him on the cheap, you're getting him at 5. So there's one player, and now you got $25 million. So it'll be interesting to see how they work it out. But, I mean, when you're talking about teams like the Eagles and the Falcons and the Vikings and teams that were in it last year, it's going to be hard for Seattle to top those teams.
Well, again, I mean, either you're right that they're rebuilding or they think that they have value in free agency that they can go out and get. Because, I mean, based off of what picks they have this year, unless they picked up some stuff in these trades that I wasn't paying attention to.
Plus, let's also not forget that they almost reshuffled their entire coaching staff.
Yeah.
So that looks like a team. It's hard to get chemistry and camaraderie with players and coaches. It takes a couple of years to get on the same page sometimes. And they got rid of their offensive coordinator, the majority of their coaching staff. That's not a good look for a guy like we mentioned, like Russell Wilson. If you're trying to win now, you got a new offensive coordinator and a whole new offense.
You imagine he's freaking out right now, huh?
Like, definitely.
Oh, man, what the hell are they doing?
Definitely. He's got to be scratching his temple going, y'all, Rodgers was mad when they got rid of their quarterback coach without talking to him. Can you imagine what Russell Wilson feels like?
Probably like, hey, man.
Y'all want to bring me in the loop at some point? It'd be great before we get rid of everybody and the cupboard's bare. Speaking of money, I asked you in the break if you saw this, because we've constantly highlighted how many guys in the major leagues still are yet to be signed. Jake Arrieta leads the entire field. But how about this? Mike Moustakas is off the market after sitting there forever and a day, and he went back to the team he played for last season, the Royals. But the kicker, for less than half of the qualifying offer value.
Wow.
Now you're starting to see a little truth to the rumors, or at least a little bit that you could go to in terms of data and substance to back up the fact that whether you call it collusion or otherwise, that's not a good look.
Yeah, he got, it looks like 2018, he'll make $5.5 million. And then in 2019, it's a $15 million, I guess what they call a mutual option.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that necessarily, maybe they both have to agree. I don't know what the hell a mutual option is, but it sounds like
they both have to agree to it for it to be in place. And you know, one or the other is probably going to go.
The team's going to be like, yeah, no thanks.
If he craps the bed, he'll take it and they'll pass. If he goes through the roof, he won't take it, even though they want to.
Guy made $8.5 million last year, or a little over, 8.7. Man.
I didn't look at his stats, but I mean, he's a better, after 2 years ago or whatever, he was sent down for a while. But, I mean, he's a better than average third baseman.
Yeah, I mean, 38 home runs.
That's a last good year.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. I mean, he's not a guy that's going to hit for high average anyways, but he can certainly drive in runs. He's a run producer.
Plays hard.
Yep.
Always gutty, gritty, and playing the right way.
Fans so loved him.
They do.
And he was part of that core that, you know, they've given up on. They decided that they're going to rebuild again and start all over.
Interesting there, too. Did you think that Hosmer was the number one free agent on the market? Because they're saying the Royals lost the number one free agent on the market and were able to save money with Moustakas. I just didn't view Eric Hosmer as the number one free agent available.
I would have thought a guy like J.D. Martinez because of the year he had. But I would say don't sleep on Hosmer's value.
Oh, no, he's a hell of a player. But I still just didn't think he was the premier free agent in the class.
No, I would have gone with like J.D. Martinez, maybe Yu Darvish.
Because pitching's at a premium. The playoffs, I would have been on in the J.D. Martinez camp.
Okay. I mean, same thing with you had a bad playoffs,
yeah.
But he's still, as far as free agents and pitchers and everybody else that was available, he was up there for sure. Yeah.
And she proved it with the contract he got.
Yeah, he did.
Definitely. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We're at the midway point of the program, but we're going to continue to hit and press forward in the second half. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, where you can call or you can text. Or you could also always hit us up on Twitter, whether the show's going on or not. We always check our tweets and our accounts. So it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is funny. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Texas Can Academy. I've been telling you about them for quite a while now. It's a great program because it's Houstonians helping kids in need in the Houston area. And all you got to do is just look around you. Because if you're looking around your garage, your driveway, you got a field or a storage unit somewhere, and you got a truck, a motor vehicle of some sort, a car, a boat, an RV, even if it's not running anymore or was damaged in the hurricane, you got to get rid of it. And you don't feel like paying more for a tow truck than you already took it in the shorts with when the car got damaged during the weather. This is the way you do it. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call 713-225-4226, or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. You get a nifty tax deduction right off the top. You mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card, and that's where the process really begins, because your donations are turned into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. That could be eyeglasses, warm meals, book fair, bus money. All the things, if they don't have them, are distractions. If they do have them, they can concentrate on the books, and it becomes a huge plus. That's why it's Houstonians helping kids in the H-Town area. Again, 713-225-4226, or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 minutes in the books, 90 still to go. Big show, Nick, Barry, Joel, F yeah, Friday. Got a solid comedian of the week, F is for funny. We've had Charlie Polillo in the first hour, and we continue to roll on. I know, boys, that I mentioned the other day was National Cereal Day, so we're talking about our favorite cereals. But here's one that I wanted to throw at you because I know we all are pretty much attached to our listening devices and our phones, some more than others. And you know you guys are always critical of me because I don't have music on mine. And I'm not technologically as savvy as you there, Geek Squad. I wanted to ask you guys, National Unplug Day, which is supposedly that you don't use your phone for 24 hours. And it starts tonight at sundown. It goes for till obviously Saturday at sundown. Could you do without your phone, both of you, for 24 hours?
Nope.
It's hard, isn't
it? I could. I just don't want to. Don't have to and won't. But I think I could, yeah.
I'm sure Joel and Barry will.
I think I could do it on the
weekend. Sure, you and Barry will.
Me?
Joel and Barry. Barry Warner.
Oh.
Oh, see, that's not even right. To make the comparison go that way, I can find...
You set yourself up for that. I couldn't help myself, bro.
He's like, the old guys can.
I'm pretty sure Barry Warner turns his phone off right when he gets home.
By the way, did y'all see that too or hear about that? Raheel was talking about it.
Don't be changing the subject.
No, we'll get back to it. It's fine. Because I'm pretty technologically savvy these days. What? I've gotten a lot better. Do we not do the rundowns and do everything that you guys have wanted? All right, then don't bitch.
But you don't get credit for creating a document, dude.
No, I don't get credit for anything. I've learned that over the years here. That's fine.
Well, you don't get credit if I have to show you how to do it all. See, it's like, I should have never brought
this. I could say this. National Unplug Day, I could do it on a Saturday simply because of the fact that when Lisa doesn't have to worry about work and I don't have to worry about work, we can do family things and
But that's not the point. The point is, like, if you've become addicted or dependent upon that device, it's to make the sacrifice to do without it when you might feel like you'd need it.
I'm saying, if it falls on like it is right now, I could do it a lot easier than on a weekday.
I think I'd do it a lot easier if I wasn't in this industry where you have to be on social media and be proactive.
Now,
you're
saying unplugged. Does this mean I can't have a laptop?
See, I don't know all the details of this. There's obviously a lot of technicalities. I just know that on the Today Show this morning, they were talking about the fact that you have to put your phone down and not use it. Turn it completely off for 24 hours.
So you didn't do your homework.
Oh, here we go. Okay, Victor.
You have your phone. You could have Googled it. And found out.
I brought it up to ask the simple question of you two.
Yes, I could absolutely do without my phone for 24 hours. Would I and will I? Nope.
No, it's respite from technology, so it's not just cell phones. Oh.
Now, okay, hold on. Technology, if we're being specific.
Are you writing notes to people?
Technology includes
TV, radio.
Cars.
Oh, hell no, I'm not. Why?
You're going to walk to work?
I mean, I guess I could walk to the grocery store. It's like 2 blocks from my house.
No.
But outside
of
that.
You could, but would you?
During the flood, I was kind of forced to.
Well, if you're forced to, it's a different story. It's a survival thing.
Is there people in your neighborhoods that do that where they ride their bike or walk to the grocery store?
It's usually older people in my neighborhood.
Matter of fact, I see people, there's a couple that do it, and they bring their own, they go green. They bring their own bags to the store.
Yeah, like a canvas bag or whatever.
Great, nice, comfortable walk on the way there. But like either grocery store is probably still a mile and a half, 2 miles from our neighborhood. Man, you see them coming back. They are trudging it like they just climbed Mount Everest. They got two big bags filled to the gills, each one of them. And they're like, you know, slumped over. I'm like, no, it's not worth all that.
Stupid idea. Yeah. I wouldn't want to do that.
I've seen people bring wagons, like walk to the store with the wagons.
Like a Red Flyer or whatever?
Yeah.
Radio flyer,
Red Wagon, whatever. Yeah.
Still,
you bought a car for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't see it too often, but in my neighborhood, you'll get. Like I said, most of them are senior citizens, and I guess they're just using it for like for the exercise.
Yeah,
but I mean, I wouldn't do it unless I absolutely had to.
Barry, you take your golf cart to the store, don't you?
I don't have a golf cart. No,
you kind of have a grocery store kind of by your house. You could walk.
I mean, not real close, but I could.
So it's probably further than.
Which one are you talking about? The HEB or the Randalls?
I was referring to the Costco.
Oh, Costco's pretty close. Yeah.
Whoa, you definitely don't want to walk to Costco.
Yeah, because you're trying to buy.
That's all the big stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Trying to lug home 5,000 rolls of toilet paper. Hell no.
It's about paying more to save, right? That's at right, Costco. Yeah. So
now I will say this: Lisa just has like N-O capital letters exclamation mark. No, but I've said forever I would get a scooter, and I would love just taking a moped to the store and back.
Oh my God. I could see you like on a Dumb and Dumber type scooter with the helmet on.
No, not like that. I had a really, really cool scooter in college.
I've never heard the phrase cool scooter.
It was one of those that's right on the threshold of being considered a motorcycle. So, and it was fast. I loved it, man. I would do it. I don't care.
Cool scooter?
Yeah.
I used to go operating in a moped.
Joe's like, man, I got so much ass with this scooter.
I did a speaking engagement for Mahindra. And Mahindra, who's a big sponsor of the anything Gal Media.
Yep.
Is known for their farm equipment, like with their right. tractors and everything else. But in speaking at the conference, I started looking at pamphlets where they've got a whole line of scooters. And she's like, yeah, if you ever want to try one of those, just let me know. I'm like, God, I would be so all over it.
Please
I would.
Get one
I wouldn't take it to work because of the highways. But man, in my neighborhood, if there was a quick trip to the store, I'd take it.
It's a gas saver for sure. It's a gas saver for sure.
If you do that, please video it. Please, I want to see you riding a scooter.
Matter of fact, I thought David Gow promised me when I spoke to the Mahindra folks as part of the deal that I would get a scooter that I could, a moped scooter that I could take around my neighborhood. I haven't seen it yet, but I would definitely drive it.
Yeah, if you guys can't tell, David Gow walked in the control room, so Joel's trying to get a free scooter out of him.
He's always looking for a free ride somehow, isn't he?
Always. I have to.
That's his nickname on the show. It's Free Ride Joel.
Joel Free Ride Blank?
Yes. That's it.
I learned from Calvin Murphy, if it's three, I'll take three.
What? If it's three, you'll take three.
That was Murph's slogan. He says himself. If it's free, I'll take three.
Okay.
A deal.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, then I got three mopeds coming. You guys can each ride one too.
No.
When you come over.
I value my dignity. Oh. No way am I driving a scooter.
Well, I don't see you driving a Harley.
I would definitely ride a Harley before I rode a scooter.
I have no shame in that game. I would have no problem tooling around in a scooter. Lisa says, I need a Diet Coke. Well, I'll go take the scooter and go
That's
to the
exactly
gas station.
What
I'm good.
Tooling around on a scooter is the exact
Hat
phrase.
Hat on backwards, sunglasses, like, cooling out. Oh, yeah.
No,
how about that?
There's no cooling out.
There's no shame in it. I don't have a problem with it.
Pulls up next to a chicken a light. Sup, baby. Whatever, loser.
I got a baby at home. Up. Matter of fact, a wife and a baby. So I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about the fact that it's a quick trip.
Dude, please. You'd look better on a skateboard than a scooter.
Okay.
My grandmother had a moped back in the day.
Okay.
The kind you pedaled.
Oh, to start.
Yeah.
The pedal start, literally a bike with an engine.
Man, I got no ass on that. None.
But you rode it standing up?
No, I'm just saying a moped is the only thing worse than a scooter is a moped. Where you at least a scooter, you start it. And
our neighbors had to be like they were rich, and so they always had to be the first on the block with everything. They were so proud to be the first on their block with the pedal start moped.
Really?
We were like, no, not even in France is that. No, no. Forget that.
Somebody text show said it's officially time to change the name of the show to the Moped Suspects. Nope. That's just one of us.
Really funny.
Just one of us. Not going down that route.
I have no shame in it. I'm owning it. I don't care.
I'm glad. You should own it. If you don't care, you're proud of it. No, don't run from it.
If you get the right scooter, the one that goes up to 55 miles an hour, there's some good ones.
Oh, God. That's so fun. I just can't imagine you. Because I see you at what you drive. You drive a nice car.
I'm telling you, dude, on the farm,
around on a scooter.
You should be driving a scooter.
No.
It takes you a half mile to get from the garage to the house.
A scooter on the farm would work, because that way you can just, you know, you can transfer stuff from one part of the farm to the next. I don't know, whatever it is that you carry. I don't know. I'm just
when
saying.
When you got to check the windbreaker on the back of the lower 40, you gotta take the scooter.
There's no way I'm riding a scooter through a pasture. No way. It ain't happening. They're too low to the ground. You hit a big cow patty, you flip. No.
Well, the reason why it looks so funny is because of where your legs sit. That's why scooters look funny. But a moped, I feel like it doesn't look as funny.
Yeah, it does, because then you just look like the same idiot, but now you've got pedals attached to it.
But you don't have to be pedaling the whole time.
To start it, you do. You're like, you know what? I'm out of here. Y'all kiss my ass. There's no cool way to leave on a scooter either. There's absolutely no cool way.
Especially if the pedals go out.
To leave anything.
Like you're trying to burn out and then your pedal goes out.
You slip. Ow, my shin. No, it's just not happening.
All right.
Joel's like, I don't care.
No, I threw it out there because I you guys know that. I told the story on the show. I rode a scooter before I was legal in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee. I was riding a scooter to high school all 4 years, and I wasn't supposed to drive it till like my junior, senior year. And then in college, it was a great way to go. Even our football players all had them.
I guess in high school, because my grandmother had one and I would ride it around her neighborhood, but today I see grown men on scooters and I'm like, man, I know you're saving money on gas, but is it really worth it? Really? I don't know. Unless it's where, like, look, this is all I could afford. I'm not hating on you. Okay. If that's all you can afford, fine. But otherwise, I would take a cab or an Uber, just ride on the back of a big girl. I don't know.
You should see how people ride mopeds and scooters and motorcycles overseas, bro. The whole family's on the damn thing.
On one?
The husband, the wife, and three kids. I'm not even lying, dude. I'll show you a picture. It's hilarious.
Really?
Dude, yeah. In China, it's like the Tour de France. It's like they're like going back and forth, jockeying for position in the roadway.
Scooters,
they run red lights. It's intense.
Wow.
Are we taking Jerry's call or do you want to go to break? Up to you,
Jerry,
guys.
Jerry can wait. I saw the picture last night. I was a little disturbed by the eyebrows. But
oh, yeah. Does he have...
You didn't see it? He sent it to both of us.
I didn't see it. I wasn't on Twitter last night and I don't go back and look.
The S word is about to get real and he was at the grocery store with a whole bunch of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No, I missed it. I don't go back and look if I'm not on it that night. I'm just moving on. Okay. My bad, Jerry. Hang in there, bud. And while you're hanging in there, I'm going to tell you how to make some money on your house. You sell it to Gulf State Homebuyers. 281-717-6100 is the number. Let's get that out of the way right now. The other thing we need to get out of the way is the fact that Gulf State Homebuyers will give you cash for your home. And you need to sell it. You need to get out of that house quickly. Gulf State Homebuyers will tell you, no problem, we'll buy it. We'll give you cash in hand. It couldn't be easier or faster to sell your home than it is with Gulf State Homebuyers. And it doesn't matter the reason that you need to sell it. I know everybody's got their issues with their home, that whether you've got back taxes, delinquent HOA dues, you filed for bankruptcy and you're just ready to get out of this house. Whatever the reason, I want you to call Gulf State Homebuyers 281-717-6100. Write that down. Put it in your phone. When you get home, call them and get that process started. They're going to come out. They're going to look at your home. They're going to give you a cash offer. And you're under no obligation to take that offer. But at least get them involved and find out what you can get cash in hand for your home. 281-717-6100 is the number. And when you call them, once you get that process going and you're in there, they take care of everything. Attorneys, title companies, their entire staff of professionals is ready to show you a stress-free way to sell your home. You should call them. 281-717-6100. No matter the issue, title issues, quick closings, you just need cash, give them a call right now. It's Gulf State Homebuyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second hour of the show. Barry, Nick, Joel, Usual Suspects on an Friday. If you missed anything along the way, you can always go to podcastarena.com or check out our website and make sure that you can catch up on Charlie Polillo and other things, including our Comedian of the Week, Barry.
Mickey Housley.
Yep.
Yes, indeedy. Check him out at Mickey_Housley on Twitter. He's at the Westin in the Woodlands, I believe, tomorrow with Kristen Lindner headlining. So go check out a show with him as well.
Funny dude.
Somebody texted the show, I'm with Joel. Scooters are dope. I'm not going to get on a motorcycle ever. I rent scooters on vacations and cruises. Okay. Somebody said, I just returned my rental car in Beaumont and left it on ESPN 97.5. That's what I'm talking about, sir. Thank you very much. Yep. Of all the girly things Barry does, riding a scooter is where he draws the line. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. What girly things do I do? Wash my hands? Oh, you're such a man for being gross. Good for you, sir. Sometimes, you guys, I don't understand. I love our listeners. A few of you are idiots. I really don't get it. I don't understand.
That was Jermaine, by the way. He also said, I'm with Joel on this one. I'd ride a scooter or a moped on a short trip to the store. It'd be funny to see my big ass on one.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of tall, so it would be funny. On a scooter would be kind of funny.
Also, just to let you know, I've deleted about 100 scooter/fat girl jokes on text. Come on, guys. I know you guys have it in you to be better than all using the same street joke. I know you do.
Plus, we always have these volunteer producers.
Oh, I don't care.
There's three of us that come up with enough ideas. We're good.
Right. Joel, have you ever heard of a Honda Grom?
I saw the picture of
Pretty
it
Pretty cool
now.
Scooter mini motorcycle. Been looking to get one myself. What
Fred's
is a Grom?
Fred's Dark Side just tweeted a picture of it and said, Fred's Dark Side?
I don't know.
Just, I assume maybe it's Fred Fowler. I don't know.
Oh.
But it said, I have a Honda Grom. Does that make me a douche or better than a guy on a scooter, Barry? And he tagged you on it.
Yeah. Douche. Wow. I vote douche.
I mean, I wanted to try those little Groms too, because I've seen them. That's kind of a new thing. Was that around like years ago, or is that just kind of that's like past 5-10 years thing?
What?
The Groms.
I've never seen a Grom before. That's the first time I've seen one. I would call that like a mini bike. But
yeah,
when we were kids, we rode mini bikes, but we had
the mini bikes
tires
are different because they're the actual motorcycles, not a scooter.
Okay.
So, all right, let's take Jerry's call.
Jerry.
No, forget you. I'm not doing it. I'm not saying hey, no, nothing. I was going to call in to agree with you that scooter's a good idea, and then you start making fun of my eyebrows. Think I'm like Abe Pagoda or something.
Oh. I didn't say Abe Pagoda, and I didn't say they were good, bad, or different. I just said there's a lot of eyebrows.
Listen, I was born this way. I can't help it.
I feel like Jerry saying there's a lot of eyebrows is making fun of you.
What? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, saying there's a lot of eyebrows is pretty much just making fun of your eyebrows. I'm with you.
That's a shock.
Listen, I get a lot of compliments on these things, all right? I'm an old Anthony Davis or Abe Pagoda, but, you know, I try to do my best.
Wait.
You said it was a unibrow.
Wait, Jerry, you get compliments on your eyebrows from who?
I can't even tell you. It's the creepiest, weirdest, yet hilarious thing. I was at Dunkin' Donuts with two of my buddies, and they're like, oh, man, you get your eyebrows threaded. I'm like, listen, I'm not vain, but I just don't want a giant unibrow. And then we went in online. I go to get a coffee, and a lady comes over to me, swear to God. She goes, excuse me, I just want to let you know, you have really the nicest eyebrows. And I was like, thank you. And I looked at my friends, and they were just like, their jaws dropped. They were like, oh, you're kidding. Like, I was like, I told you. I don't know what it is. Whatever.
So wait, instead of going to the bar or Topgolf, you guys go grab Dunkin' Donuts?
Wait, say that what? What about Topgolf?
You and the fellas get together. You don't go to the bar to watch a game or go to Top Golf or something like that.
Yes, we do. I mean, I'm not mutually exclusive to Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
I just happen to be a Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Lady was driving like a ZL1 Corvette. She's like, excuse me, you have very nice eyebrows. Have a good day. And then she's like, took off. I was like, you see? But anyway, what I was trying to say before you attacked my personal grooming was... I was going to see if you wanted to start a motorcycle gang, but with mopeds, because I'm like right up the street from ATV. I don't feel like taking the car out of the garage. I want to just go there on a little scooter, grab my black box wine, tie that sucker to the seat, and let's ride.
You don't have a back basket or a helmet holder that you could throw?
I don't want to have a backpack. I want people to see my box of wine, and that's how I roll.
Okay.
Big orange flag on it.
I might even have to put, like, you know, when you, like, carry lumber, you have to tie that little, like, red flag on the end of it.
Yes,
I'm going to put that on my box of wine. That's it.
I think you guys should start this club. I really like it.
Of course you do.
Can you imagine, like, think about it. Can you imagine, like, 6 to 8 of us, like, rolling deep in our scooter? And, like, we got, like the Spartan helmet with, like, the plume on the top or, like, the horns.
Yes.
Sleeveless.
We're sitting on our, like... 30cc, what is it? Kubota, whatever the brand is.
Mahindra.
sleeveless
flannels.
Yes, and one of you has a beat pill, and you're playing Born to be Wild on it so that everybody can hear you, how
badass
you are.
We need to have, like, the leather biker vest.
Yes.
I bet Jerry has, like, I bet Jerry's got like hairy
angels.
I bet Jerry has like hairy top arms. You know what I'm talking about? Like on the shoulder. You know, you see some of those really hairy dudes and their shoulder is hairy, like down to the bicep. Yeah. That's Jerry. With those eyebrows, he's definitely
hairy. As long as we're not like the guys from Bronx Tale, where the biker gang goes in the bar. And he goes, and he closes, now you can't leave. He closes the door, and they all get beat up. I don't want to be that kind of gang. I want to be a tough scooter gang.
So I get hammered for mentioning the brows. Barry says that you got snuffleupagus hair all the way down to the biceps, and he gets away with it.
What?
I don't know.
I can't hear you guys. You're in a tunnel. I love you. I hate you all. Goodbye.
I love you.
I love you, and I hate you all. And that, in a nutshell, is our good friend, Jerry.
Have a good weekend, Jerry. What the hell was that?
That was a scooter.
That's the sound of a scooter?
No, yeah, that's how manly a scooter sounds like.
Now, wait a minute. Now I'm starting to rethink it. Juggalo Trey just tweeted, I want in on this scooter club. I'll bring my Yamaha Zuma.
See?
I don't even want to. Now I don't even know that I want to Google that.
The best scooter story I have, Rob Daniel on Twitter reminded me because he said no better way to get around an island paradise than a scooter. Scoot, scoot for life. Which, first of all, if you yell scoot, scoot for life.
That's your
bad. But me and my wife were, I think we were actually, it wasn't an island. We were in Vegas. And on the strip, and this chick, you know how you can rent scooters and troll around Vegas? You ever seen somebody lose control of a motorcycle or a scooter, and then they get the arms going real fast on both sides, and it gets wobbly like somebody's doing the crazy legs on roller skates? Dude, she did that and plowed into a palm tree on the strip. I almost wrecked our rental car laughing at her. It was the best. That's why I was like, yes, please, God, do that 1,000 times on a scooter. Just get all wobbly up front and wreck. That is so good.
Trey says he has one of those.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine Trey's big ass on that scooter right there?
You know what? I can and I can't. For some part of me, yes, I could totally see Trey on a scooter.
The angry clown gang?
Something.
With the Juggalo in lead? Wow, now I got to rethink this whole thing. All right, we got two in the books. One more to go. The big show on an FEF Friday. If you want to join us, something on your mind, you want to get off your chest, please join us. 713-780-3776. That's the number. HR&P listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Again, I want to remind you, Texas Can Academies is alive and well in the city of Houston, Texas. It is Houstonians helping kids in the Houston area to get their education. And it's all from donations from people like you. If you've got a motor vehicle, working or not, in your driveway or your garage or in the field out back, cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs accepted, and more. And again, maybe it's a vehicle that was damaged in the hurricane, whether insurance covered it or not. You don't want to pay even more after taking a loss to get rid of it. You don't have to. You just call 713-225-4226 or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do the paperwork. They give you a tax deduction. And then they give you a $50 gift card if you mention ESPN 97.5. That's where the process really begins. Once you've made the donation, they turn it into resources for kids trying to get their education. Could be book fare, could be book money, could be bus fare, could be eyeglasses, could be warm meals. All the things that if kids don't have them are distractions. All the things that if they do, they can focus on the books. That's why it's all dependent on you. Call 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.